What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it has been here on the Jones and Keefe program, including some of you, the callers, weighing in this week. Mm. We even had a first-time celebrity caller this week, which was pretty intense. You don't remember what I'm talking about?
Well,
you're about to hear it.
No, I'm questioning, was it the first time, I think, but okay.
Yeah, well, there's a caller that calls it. We're going to have back-to-back calls we're going to play.
Uh-huh.
But one of them also references I had my mailbox smashed, and we didn't know if it was or was not related to the Brad Marchand scoop.
Right.
Which the Bruins have refuted.
Yeah, the order of operations.
Yeah, the Bruins and Courtney have refuted.
Yeah, it wasn't
other people at the station have not.
The timeline doesn't line up for Courtney.
But here are two of the calls of the week.
Barry is in New Bedford. Get us started today, Barry.
I'm McDaniels. I'll get a restraining order. I'll have Donald Trump deport him. I don't want that guy even close to Drake May. He gets close to Drake May, he's under arrest. Because he's ruined. Don't look what he did with Derek Carr. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want that guy near any quarterbacks. Brady made Josh, plain and simple. Okay? Everybody knows it. And the reality is, you want Ben Johnson? Go get the passing coordinator in Detroit, Tanner Engstead, or Michael LaFleur, Matt's brother. Anything but Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, ABM. Barry, this is Darth Vader in Fall River.
This is Darth Vader. What took you so long to answer the damn phone? Keith, I stand by you. You stand by me. You are absolutely right.
Thank you.
And as far as your mailbox goes, it's a ring camera, man. You got to put a ring camera.
Yeah, good idea. True. Thank
it's
you, Darth.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't lose your job, you should
thank
buy
you,
one
Darth
of those.
Vader.
Yeah.
Thank you, Darth.
The first time he's ever called in, right?
Yeah. So I thought you were talking about a different celebrity. I'm sorry. No. I completely forgot about that. That was only Monday, Tuesday.
That was on Monday. What a week
long ago. No. I completely forgot about
this
Darth Vader.
Dark Vader.
He was calling from Fall River, so if you're in the Fall River area, keep your eyes peeled for
we all
got to
settle down somewhere.
Yeah. No, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What took you so long to answer the damn phone?
He started hot, but then he ended up being on our side, so I was happy to hear from
that was good.
From Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
On Tuesday, Jones, there was a major WEEI station announcement.
Indeed.
And for real. Sometimes people might say that, and it ends up being something not as big. This was a big-time announcement.
Big announcement. The biggest. Big, beefy announcement. And it is time to make that announcement. Some of you may have seen it. If you were very online, the press release was just released.
The release was just released? That's pretty good.
Ted Johnson, welcome.
What's up, boys?
How we doing here, pal?
Christian, good to see you. Andy, good to see you. How we doing?
Tremendous. That's quite a shirt you got there. You went with Andy Reid wardrobe today.
I wanted today to be memorable for all the people I met today, and I wanted to make it a good impression. This is my happy shirt, my positive shirt.
Nice.
So
do you have like a sad shirt? You have like all different. It's a mood ring.
I do.
I got to check the shirt when I talk to you.
Oh, yeah. The shirt will tell you where my head is that day.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Good to hear.
That's right. Three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson will join the afternoon program with Hart and Fitzy starting on Tuesday.
Mm.
So coming up this Tuesday, programming note, some may have Monday off, but not you and me.
Jones and Keith.
Your boys will be here.
Greg, not here today. I'm told he's in on Monday.
Okay.
Although your girl Courtney sounded a touch skeptical.
Well.
But I think it'll
be. She was having a day.
It'll be mostly a full lineup. But yes, WEEI afternoons with Ted Johnson, Hart, yeah. Fitzy. That's going to start Tuesday.
Yes. Now, many have wondered if I deserve full credit for the Bruins' turnaround here.
Who's still wondering that?
I wouldn't take full credit. I feel like it's only some that I deserve.
Yeah.
But ever since the story that I had in their response, they've won two straight games. They're back at it tomorrow, by the way, trying to make it three in a row. But we wonder just how far could this go? How far could this credit go?
The Bruins are all fired up thanks to Rich Keefe.
They are. Hey, listen, if it ends up, they go on this great run, they win the cup. Maybe I'm on the duck boat.
Maybe.
Maybe they give me a duck.
Not Marchand's duck boat, but one.
No, we should probably keep our distance. Yeah, but yeah. Maybe I go on a duck boat. If you guys want to hurl tomatoes at me, feel free. But at least I'm on the duck boat, getting a tour through the city.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
Do I get a ring? Is another question I have.
I'd give you like a personnel, like the team, the players get like
a ring.
And then, you'd get like what the media relations, what like Brick would get. You'll get one of those. Yeah.
Last question. Do I get my name on the cup?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
As long as they write that
in. And your day with the cup?
Obviously, I'm going to get a day with the cup, Nick.
Wayne Gretzky, Sid Crosby, yeah. Lemieux, Keith.
Rich Keefe. No, Scoops Keefe.
That is the way to put it, yeah.
Speaking of Scoops, it's not for everybody, but I feel like a lot of people are trying to get into that game, including one of our callers who might have had...
Oh, yeah.
Might have been sniffing around the next offensive coordinator, might have had some Josh McDaniels inside info.
What's up, Joey?
What's going on? So, listen, I think I might have some little information. It could be something, it could be not. So I can't disclose. I can't disclose where I'm at, but I happen.
Who's
to drive
your source, Joey? You gotta say your source, or it doesn't count.
I happen to drive. Listen. I happen to drive by Josh's house every day. Okay.
Now, for the past
2 years, I haven't seen any activity. But for the past 2 years, I haven't seen anything. But the past 10 days, I've seen him out in the morning in his front yard doing things. Now I don't know if that's something.
It's like 10 degrees outside, Joey. What the hell is he doing outside?
Well, he gets his paper.
It's
out there early in the morning checking my station. Checking my station. Yeah, he gets out.
Him getting the newspaper might be the most.
I've never seen him in the past 2 years.
Believable
part of it. 10 days. I see him now.
Is he in a bathrobe?
Is he a robe walking out?
Slippers?
No, regular dress. Dressed up with a hat on.
Hat on.
Straight out. Just Josh.
Straight
out, just Josh.
Hat. He doesn't wear hats. He wears
his visor, man.
Visors.
Yeah, Hart pointed that out yesterday.
So 2 years, crickets. House is boarded up. Last 10 days, flurry of activity. Get the newspaper.
All that.
Yeah. I guess.
He's like Willy Wonka. This place has been shut down for years. Like, oh, he has come walking down the path.
He's the OC again.
Yeah, it's just he's been doing nothing now. I'm seeing him in his yard doing stuff. Oh, what's he doing?
Yeah.
He's grabbing his paper.
Oh. Grab his newspaper.
Must be the OC then. He's got it. Right. He must be the next guy.
All right, I guess. The other thing, a little bit of inner office drama. We can get into this a little bit more. We thought we'd put it to bed. Turns out it's very much alive.
Yeah, in fact, I think it sounded like it went the wrong way this morning.
Yeah, it did. The morning show was talking about, again, there were several Celsius energy drinks in the fridge. I thought they were for everybody. Turns out they were not for everybody. Shame on me. But here's some of that.
But instead of going and getting the same beverage every single morning, I will get the, five on Monday, put them in the fridge. Okay. I figured that is the easiest way to go about that. This week, I did just that. Wouldn't you know, yesterday, noticed that I am all out of my Celsius.
So the tapes were pulled. It was me. It was me, Jones. It was me all along. First of all, you put them in the community refrigerator without your name on it. They are for everybody. Anybody can have those. Oh. Here's what I'll tell you. Here's a little bit. People work in offices.
Yeah.
So we also will have the occasional like sales meeting or little like food drops. Pretty common. Greg's show gets a lot of food drops.
Yeah,
we get them every
once
in a while.
There's 18 million bagels over there right now, for instance.
So it usually happens after a meeting. Yeah. Stuff gets dropped into the kitchen. And then if it's a beverage, it goes into the fridge. Those are open season. Mm. Anybody can have those. Mm. Now, if you take a little Sharpie and write cocoa on it, I won't drink it.
Are you sure she didn't?
Yeah.
You've copped to it and you feel even a touch bad about it?
No. They're in the public fridge. You could probably go back to the Monday show on Twitch and see me drinking it right on the air.
This week has changed the dynamic in big ways.
It's kind of a happy accident because I didn't know it was hers. But she's on my list now, so it all works out in the end. So there ends up, Jones, this thing is like an octopus. There are like 8 different arguments spun off of this.
Yeah.
There is the Should you just take stuff out of the fridge? Yes or no. Should you have to label stuff? Yes or no. You know, what's fair game? What isn't? Like, there's a lot of like office etiquette at, but what we, the crux of it now, which seems to be the most annoying, is she was the only one at the station that was like, Keith's full of crap. His scoop isn't right.
And so she thought you were lied to.
Or whatever, but yes, like not yes. right. Still ultimately not right.
Yeah.
And she thinks that this is like retribution for that in some way. And she also thinks I'm supposed to know that those were hers.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think it's stolen. I think it was taking what was extra.
Well, let's get back into that.
Yeah,
shall
let's
we?
Unpack that a little bit more if you want.
It's a Friday. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into that along with all of your divisional round thoughts. I see a lot of you waiting patiently there. That was our week in review. We'll get back into some office etiquette here at WEEI. As the text line pointed out, we're badly in need of a pizza party based on the controversy.
I wouldn't hate it.
Between Keith and Courtney. And speaking of Keith, we got the divisional round. It's a Friday.
Forgot my keys.
I think.
No, they're in the back.
Here are these.
Unless somebody
guys
took them.
Here are these things. Two fobs rattling together. We'll get to Keith's keys to the divisional round next.